Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In July, very often, it's baseball that dominates the headlines and dominates the center ring of the sports circus, but that is not the case in July of 2021. The Olympics are ongoing with medals being claimed right at this very moment in Tokyo. I've got USA Network up. I've got NBC and NBC Sports Network up, and the games are taking place. In fact, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, Tokyo time. And so they're in the throes of competition. It's pretty amazing to see the emotions, the reaction. I obviously am not able to listen, nor do I need to. I'm in the middle of doing something, a little busy right now, but I do enjoy seeing the reactions, the surprise when the scores come up and when you've got both men and women athletes who've worked their lifetimes to be able to take advantage of these opportunities. And in some cases, they're doing it for the first time or, for instance, the United States claiming a gold medal in Taekwondo for the first time in our Olympic history. Pretty amazing when there are breakthroughs like that, which I absolutely love. So we're keeping our eyes on the Olympics even as we go through this edition of After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Of course, we'll get back to baseball and some of the division leaders coming out of the weekend. Also, the trade rumors plaguing the Washington Nationals and one of their biggest stars. And this is not even 2 years after they won the World Series for the first time in their franchise history. Also, what about a power conference? The SEC potentially swelling with the additions of Oklahoma and Texas. Those are the reports from the weekend, though, to my understanding, it's not a done deal. And we've also got some QB news a little bit later on the show featuring Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, and Gardner Minshew, TMI man, TMI. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, a huge treat for me, and I hope for you as well. Had a chance to catch up with not only a longtime Washington Redskins quarterback, but a guy who has a Super Bowl ring and an MVP award from the early 80s, Joe Theismann. Talking to him for the first time ever was a great treat for me, and I'm excited to share this conversation with you. Not just those of you who are Washington football fans, but those of you who are fans of the game and also just enjoy engaging conversation. Joe, I can't believe we're right here in the throes of July and training camps all over the place this week. What were your emotions like every year at the start of training camp and then preseason?
I really looked forward to it. I was one of those, I guess you could call me one of those crazy guys who really, really loved training camp. Of course, when I started in football, Amy, we had 6 preseason games. I used to go to camp the 4th of July.
Whoa.
And our conditioning program was really the preseason games. So, you know, we played 14 games and had 6 preseason games. So that's sort of the way that, you know, I grew up with. And then obviously it evolved. So we went to 4 preseason games. Season started later. Now the training camps are rather short. You have 24/7, 365 football. And I got excited about training camp. I got excited for the chance to be able to start to play football again. I love the game. As a matter of fact, the one thing I miss more than anything in my life is being able to throw a football. The old arm is shot, but boy, I wish I could throw the ball around again.
It's funny that you say that because I just saw some comments from Drew Brees in which he said, you don't use it and you lose it. And he said his arm feels terrible. He said it's the worst shape his arm's been in his entire career.
Well, you know, he's had a lot of, I mean, he had rotator surgery on it way back when. I thought he did a terrific job last year just getting through everything. I mean, the injuries that he had, but it seemed like his arm was okay. And that's really the thing that I believe has allowed Tom Brady to continue to do the things that he does. He hasn't lost his fastball. And I don't see Aaron Rodgers losing his into his 40s either. So as long as you can throw the ball and you can get it where your mind tells you it should go and your eyes tell you where it should go, you can continue to play this game.
Ben Roethlisberger, too. The reports are that he is in phenomenal shape and that he's zipping the ball like he hasn't in years.
I think Ben's become rededicated this year. I fully expect him to have a terrific year. I really believe that, you know, last year just got away from him personally. I still have this vivid image of Ben at the end of the season sitting on the bench all by himself, sort of looking up. And I kept thinking, I wonder what he's thinking. Is he thinking, do I want to continue to do this? or what happened in this particular year. And I had a feeling he would come back. If he was coming back, he was going to be rededicated to getting himself to help the Steelers get someplace in the playoffs.
I didn't even know you all had 6 preseason games. That's a lot of preseason games. And now they've settled on 3 as they expand the regular season to the 17 games over 18 weeks. Which one do you like better?
You know, I really liked 4, to be honest with you, and I'll tell you why. I think it's very difficult, especially, forget about last year, because you couldn't evaluate anybody.
Right.
You had no OTAs, no mini camps. At least you had some semblance of a mini camp this year. You had OTAs for most camps. And for the life of me, Amy, I couldn't figure out why guys wanted to opt out of an OTA. You're a bunch of kids in big bodies getting paid a lot of money to do something that you did for nothing when you were a child. But that's neither here nor there. I like the 4. And the reason why is the starters get a chance to play a little bit in 1, a little bit in 2, maybe a half in 3, and they don't play at all in 4. But how can you evaluate free agents, rookies, when you don't see them in game action? So I guess my question is, if you have 3 preseason games, who's going to play? I mean, you want to give your starters some snaps to get them ready for the regular season. So how much do they play? How much, if you have a quarterback competition on some of your teams, how are you able to evaluate them? Because even your practices in training camp are limited by throws. You just don't spend a lot of time. You have 1 session, and then you walk around in shorts for a while. You have walkthroughs. So, I mean, that's how the game has become different. Is it better? Is it worse? I don't really know. I think it's probably better for the guys because they train all year round,
right,
to be able to preserve themselves. I've always looked at this, Aim. The first 2 regular season games to me are glorified preseason games where you can check the conditioning of your athletes. You can check and see how well they execute. All of the things that you need to do, the protocols that you need to do as far as a team goes. Now you put in the protocols of the COVID restrictions, and so it'll be interesting. But, you know, I think 3 is a little short, but it's not my choice.
We're so excited to spend a few minutes with Joe Theismann, longtime Redskins quarterback, who is a Super Bowl champion and a former MVP. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Have you gotten used to it not being the Redskins and calling the team the Washington Football Team?
Yeah, I have, but I think we all found out about 2 weeks ago that the Washington Football Team is going to have a new name. They are going to have a new logo, and I'm excited about that. I didn't want it to continue to be the Washington Football Team. I don't have any idea what the name would be. I have no earthly idea whatsoever, but I was glad that we're going to have something going forward next year in 2022.
Agreed. As a radio host, I will say repeating Washington Football Team over and over gets very awkward.
Most people refer to it as the Redskins at this point. I mean, you know, we won 3 world championships as the Washington Redskins. And so, you know, that's a part of history. I believe that will stay. We hope so anyway.
Yeah, definitely is. When you think back on the first season with Ron Rivera, of course, the first season as the Washington Football Team, what will you remember about last year's team?
The incredible ability of the team to adjust to very, very trying circumstances. Coach Rivera fighting through cancer treatments, being the man that he is. You know, Ron Rivera, I think, is a terrific football coach, but he's even a greater man. I mean, the battles that he had to fight personally, all the things that he had to deal with inside the organization. I mean, this football team looks, acts, sounds like a professional football organization. And I'm excited. And Ron has an awful lot to do with where it is. Jason Wright, our new president, is another one. We've got some terrific leadership and management positions. Jack Del Rio is a fabulous coach. Scott Turner is really growing into his own with some players. I thought they did a terrific job under very trying circumstances a year ago. Just getting people on the field. I mean, you know, once again, they went through 4 quarterbacks last year. and now we've got Fitz, who's been with 9 teams. So figure it out. 4 quarterbacks in a season or somebody who's been with 9 different teams. As a matter of fact, you know, it's funny, Amy. I played with Ryan in the American Century golf tournament out in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, did you?
I laughed a little bit. I said, how many stickers do you have on your suitcases? And he started laughing. He said, you know, I got a few. But, he's excited. The team is excited about him coming here. And really, when you look back at his, you know, time in Miami, particularly last year, he really got taken out of the lineup because they wanted to get Tua in. It wasn't that Fitz wasn't playing well.
Right.
It's just that, management wanted to see what they had in their young rookie. So, you know, we're catching somebody who's been playing pretty good football and now has a chance to be pretty rested and ready to go.
In terms of leadership, his teammates love to play for him. They are willing to go into battle with Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's a hallmark of his locker rooms where he's been. Joe, certainly last year, the story for Washington was Alex Smith. And I just was so thrilled for him, for his family, to be able to watch him to get back out there on the field. And even though it wasn't the quality of football that maybe he was used to pre-injury, I can imagine that his story, his comeback, resonated with you in a different way. So what were your emotions as you watched him return to the field and take over as the starter in Washington?
Amy, I was just like everybody. I was so excited and probably a little bit more. And I've said this time and time again. I know Elizabeth, is his wife, is his biggest fan. I let people know I'm his second biggest fan. we did have a similar injury. As a matter of fact, Dak had a similar injury to us as well.
Right.
But what Alex went through post-injury was extremely difficult. If you watch Project 11 on the 30 for 30,
yes,
you get a real sense of what they had to do to him. See, the Alex Smith story to me is not the story of an athlete. It's the story of someone who just would not allow someone to tell him he could not do something. It's a comeback story. It's a story of resilience. It's a story of discipline. It's a story of hard work. So when people think that there's this terrible monumental thing that's challenging them, I hope they think of Alex Smith and think of the fact that you came within 24 hours of losing your leg. You almost died. And you came back on the field. I was there the night he got hurt, and I was in the stands the day that he walked back on the field against the Los Angeles Rams. And Aaron Donald jumped on his back, and nothing happened. And I breathed a big sigh of relief to know that he was going to be able to continue to play.
How far along did you get in trying to come back and play football after your injury?
It took me 2 years. And, you know, I used to throw when I got into television. I started my first 2 years at CBS. And I used to go to training camps, and the coaches would let me throw defensive drills. And I felt really good. I mean, I was 36, 37 years old. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but the difference is in 1985, when you were 35 years old, they couldn't wait to usher you out of the game. Today, if you're 35 years old, you're looking at probably a 3-4 year contract for $20 million. It's just that times have changed that much and the game has evolved that much. The guys are playing longer. Evidence of that was Tom and Ben and Aaron and, you know, look at what Drew did. So, I mean, you've got Philip, another one played, you know, late into their 30s. But, I still loved it. It took me 2 years, really, to get back able to throw the ball around without any pain. And you still didn't move like you did before, but at least you were able to throw the ball around.
Does it still affect you now, or you don't have any residual effects from it?
Oh, I have. Yes, my right leg is shorter. As I continue to shrink, my right leg continues to shrink. But it's affected my knee, my hip, my back. I wear an orthotic in my shoe to try and give my body some symmetry. If I stand for a long time without the orthotic in, my back becomes an issue more than anything. But, you know, you just live with it. I mean, yeah. You know, I've had 7 broken noses, collarbones, ribs, hands, dislocated elbows, broken legs a couple of times. And you know, it's funny, Amy, people have asked me and said, Joe, with all that you went through, all the injuries that you've had, would you go back and do it again in a heartbeat? In a heartbeat. I would love to be able to go out and have a shot at doing it again, especially at these prices.
That's, oh, I hear that from Boomer Esiason all the time. That's what he tells me. Oh, that only I were a quarterback in 2020 or 2021.
I would take 2018.
We're spending a few minutes with Joe Theismann here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I actually just saw this a little while ago, and I had not seen this video before, one in which you called the injury a blessing, not a tragedy. Why was it a blessing for you?
I had great success as a professional football player. I mean, I was an MVP of the league, world champion. You'll love this. 1984, I was the fourth highest paid player in the National Football League at $1 million a year.
Wow.
That's how times have changed. But I had really become, I guess, an island unto myself. I'd sort of let my ego run my life. And I didn't really appreciate the things and the people around me like I believed I should have. And, you know, I believe the good Lord entered my life and said, Joe, I've let you do it yourself long enough. It's time for me to slam your feet on the ground and take a look at where you want to go and what you can do. And, Amy, I believe this 100%. We're put on this earth to serve, not to be served.
Yes.
And I had become so full of myself, and I'm not proud of it, but at least I had a chance to recognize it. And so for me, it was a blessing, what happened to me. I think it saved me from who knows where I could have been or where I might have wound up. And every day I try and just be a better person, and every day I try and appreciate all the people around me.
It is amazing what a shift in perspective can do and how that can almost change not just the way we see ourselves, but the way we see the world around us. Joe Theismann, 1983 MVP, Super Bowl champion, and now is part of what Washington does in the preseason. And so we're going to continue with Joe the second half of our conversation, not only about those passionate Washington fans, but also a little bit about the training camp process itself, because here we are going into year number two with the shadow that is COVID.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Alex Smith is going to have his first snaps in a game in 693 days. His wife is here at the game, as the family members are allowed to be here. He is on the field talking to the, I mean, wow, this story, you can't even believe the magnitude of what this means. Almost lost his life, 17 surgeries, and here he is playing again.
And he's got a two-minute drill to run with three timeouts, down 20-7 to the Rams. First and 10 at their own 35 by virtue of the hit on Jalen Ramsey on Kyle Allen. And Alex Smith's first play is a swing pass to J.D. McKissic. Slips through a tackle, crosses the 40 to the 41 and out of bounds. Gain of six on first down on the first throw for Alex Smith in over 2 years.
It's time to pull on the pads and hit somebody. On After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
I still get chills hearing it. I definitely got chills watching it, and also emotional. And that was the case for Joe Theismann as well, when Alex Smith returned to the field and then remained the starting quarterback for the Washington football team. You hear his return on their radio network. He was part of the reason why Washington ended up winning the NFC East and hosting a playoff game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, eventual Super Bowl champions. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was good to hear from so many Washington football fans the last season and to know that they are excited about the team moving forward with Ron Rivera. And that's where we pick up our conversation with former Washington Super Bowl champion and MVP Joe Theismann. You do a lot of radio and TV. You're an inspirational speaker and you travel around the country, but I know you consider Washington to be home. What makes the group of fans in the nation's capital so special and so loyal despite how things have gone the last 15 years or so?
You know, we have, not just the last few years. I mean, I think the last 15 years or so, we've made the playoffs twice. I just think that it is a loyal fan base. It's you know, it's one of the more storied franchises. It's one of the older franchises in the NFL. I think the fan base has sort of been passed down generationally. You know, your parents were fans of the Washington football team or the Redskins at that time, or the Boston Braves, if you go all the way back. And you grow up that way, and then you get this glimmer of hope. Our defense was outstanding a year ago, so now all of a sudden people are talking about how good the defense can be, how, you know, the abilities that they have, that they can be the best defense in football. You know, Fitz has joined it with his magic. So you've got a lot of very positive conversation going on about our football team and about our football players. And yes, there have been things that they're dealing with, which I think they're doing an excellent job handling. And our football team is special. You know, it's funny. I watched the last day of training camp, or last day of mini camp this year. I was out. I finally got into the building after 17 months or 16 months and had a chance to be at practice. And the one thing that jumped out at me as I watched these guys work was the professionalism that they showed, the way they hustled from drill to drill, the coaching that they took, the way they were coached. Everything about what I saw over a two-hour period just echoed professionalism to me, and it's exciting to see that.
We're talking about early 20-somethings and guys that, and this isn't the case for all athletes, but there are some athletes who don't really pay attention to the eras or the generations before them. Do they all know who you are?
Fortunately, through Google, they can find me. That's the big thing. I mean, you know, I'll introduce myself to sometimes some guys, and they just look at you, and then I just say, "Do you realize that when I started, I don't quote the time. I say when I started in the National Football League, I was a punt returner.
No way.
Well, I spent in 74, 75. I returned punts. That was my first quote unquote job.
Wow.
With the Washington football team. I snuck on the field against the New York Giants and managed to return punts the remainder of 74 and all of 75. So I've started, I guess, from as far away as you could start, and was fortunate enough to play on a team that, you know, went to two Super Bowls and won one. What an experience that is, too. Amy, it's so hard to put into words what the Super Bowl win is about. I mean, I've been doing motivational speeches for 40 years, and I get a chance to talk about a championship. I get a chance to talk about being part of a championship. Matter of fact, I wrote a book called How to Be a Champion Every Day, and it's based off the relationship between the world of sports, the world of business, and our own lives. It's more of a business book than anything.
Okay.
With stories sprinkled in, like, you know, I touch upon my record-breaking punt, which was 1 yard. So, you know, I touch on all those highlights of my career.
Okay, so you come out of Notre Dame. You're a quarterback, obviously, but the only way you could hit the field in the first couple years is to return punts?
Well, actually, I went to Canada for 3 years. I played for the Toronto
Argonauts. Oh, that's right, the CFL, yes.
That's the first time I broke my leg my second year in Canada, but I only broke one bone, came back and played in 6 weeks. But I also returned punts up there. Now, to give you a real quick explanation, in Canadian football, if you kick the ball, either miss a field goal or punt the ball in the end zone, you get 1 point. It's a single or a rouge for the team that kicked it in. So my job was to catch the ball and kick it back out.
Oh, my gosh.
But keep in mind, there was no downfield blocking up there. Everybody had to give you 5 yards to catch the ball, but there was no downfield blocking. So you catch it and then quickly punt it. So teaches you to have quick feet and quick hands. And I actually did it in college. My first year at the University of Notre Dame, my first 7 games as a sophomore, I also was the punt returner on that football team. So starting as a punt returner for me turned out to be a very good place to start in different places. I wound up being a starter for three different teams after I'd been a punt returner.
Could you imagine in today's NFL, say, a Peyton Manning who has cinder blocks for feet, or a Tom Brady, or even, let's just say, take one of the mobile quarterbacks, Joe, a Lamar Jackson, or you mentioned Tua, a Tua Tagovailoa, returning punts?
I want to see him catch them. I'd like to see him catch them. You know, Doug Flutie tried it in a preseason game up in New England. And I was just with Doug out at the American Century Investment Tournament, and Doug said, "You know, I got to tell you something. You're crazy. You're just flat nuts returning punts." I said, "Man, I absolutely loved it. I loved everything about football. I still do to this day." If it was a rainy day at practice, I'd be out there sliding around in the mud like a little kid. I mean, what's not to love about it, you know?
It's funny because I was going to wrap up by asking you, what was your favorite thing about football? But it's clear that it was all of it. You embraced all of it.
I loved everything about it. To this day, we have a high school very close to us in Virginia. And so I go there every now and then. Of course, I get out to the University of Notre Dame and have a chance to watch them play. And I think we'll have a pretty darn good football team. We're going to have to break through and, beat the Alabamas and the Clemsons. And we open with Florida State, which will be exciting for us. And then, of course, professional football, I guess I look at it differently than a lot of people. I mean, I try and anticipate what they're going to do, and I still study the players. I do the Washington preseason game. We open on the 12th up in New England, and then we get Cincinnati, and then we finish with the Ravens. Those are our three games, and I've been fortunate enough to be asked to broadcast them again for like the 9th or 10th year. It feels so good, but we're not out of the woods yet, and I know the NFL is working very hard with their protocols, and I hope the players understand that they can't put themselves at risk. It's no time to relax and feel like this thing is over. You want to be smart. You want to be able to play the game. Because, truthfully, if you go out and you hang out at a club or you do something, it isn't just yourself you're putting in harm's way, but it's the guys that are your teammates. And this to me, is the ultimate definition of being a true teammate, is how do you protect yourself so that everybody else can participate? Now, in that vein, which is interesting, and this is unprecedented, I believe, in football, in this day and age of money grabs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will return all 22 starters.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody left that football team. What does that say about Tom Brady? And what does that say about Bruce Arians and the way they run an operation? I mean, to me, it's just, I talk about team all the time in my presentations when I do the speeches, but to me, the Bucs are the ultimate team right now. Everybody wants to stay. They haven't lost a game since the bye last year.
Right.
I don't think they'll lose many this year.
They'll be a formidable foe this year. Joe, I feel like we could talk football for hours. You've been so generous with your time, and I am so pleased that we got the punt return aspect of your career out in the open, because I had no idea. He's a Super Bowl champion, a 1983 MVP, but he got his start, humble beginnings, as a punt returner. Joe, it's so good to talk to you. You're welcome on the show anytime. Thank you so much.
Amy, thanks for having me. Take care of yourself and enjoy the show as much as we enjoy listening to you.
Oh, that's very kind. His punt return debut in the NFL and the punt return portion of his career was pre-me. So I will just have to say that I have some excuse for not knowing that he started that way. But pretty cool to hear him talk about the benefits of punting and also fielding punts for future MVP quarterbacks. We've got some more QB news, actually, although I'm not sure. The latest revelation from Gardner Minshew should qualify as news. TMI. But I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Joe Theismann. He makes an interesting point. I'm not sure that he was speaking about the vaccine specifically, but in light of all the controversy surrounding the NFL's rules and the disparities that are set up between vaccinated and unvaccinated players, the number of coaches even who will not, either they've lost their jobs or they won't be with their teams this year because they do not want to get the shots. The athletes who are now reconsidering, Joe says a good teammate will do anything he can to protect himself and those around him. Does that extend to the vaccine? It's a tough question that a lot of athletes have to answer right now. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Joe Theismann is a hoot, and he called me AIM. Only my brother does that, and then a couple of boyfriends. But it was nice to hear it from Joe. It's my favorite nickname. So Joe Theismann now will be podcasted after hours, amylawrence.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
fires for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City!
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
He's got a man wide open. John Brown, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Buffalo! John Brown from Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson in the shotgun. Lob to the five. It is caught. Touchdown, Willie Snead.
Play fake by Russ.
Throws deep. Man wide open. It's Lockett. He's in. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Tannehill rolling, throwing. Touchdown, Titans.
Burrow back to pass. Throws into the end zone.
Yeah.
It's intended for Tyler Boyd.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Yeah. Bengals.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Why not? We talked to Joe Theismann, former MVP and Super Bowl champion, as a quarterback, not as a punt returner. and now it's an opportunity to catch up on what's happening with today's quarterbacks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line always 855-212-4227. And we're glad to catch up with you on either Twitter or Facebook. Still have to put up our Man Crush Monday poll, and then you'll be able to vote on each of our social media sites. The training camp process is already underway. It's pretty crazy that it's happening right now. The rest of the camps outside of Steelers and Cowboys will be in full-blown camp mode within the next 48 hours. So it's a universal start date this year for NFL teams, except for those that are in the Hall of Fame game. And so we'll find out the answers to our questions about Aaron Rodgers and others. We now know that Deshaun Watson is in camp. We now know that he will not be holding out despite his desire to be traded. Here's the latest on the Texans QB from Jonathan Jones on CBS Sports HQ.
These are NFL mandated fines for players who are on their second contracts or not on their rookie contracts anymore. That was a new part of the CBA that players agreed to last year. That doesn't mean that the Texans cannot fine him if he is a hold-in. If you want to kind of find a comparison, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers may be facing that. I'll show up so that there aren't mandatory fines, and now it is upon the team to decide if they are going to fine the player or not. The Texans can very well, if Deshaun Watson is there and Deshaun Watson does not intend to participate in any of the team activities.
So Jonathan Jones is saying, hey, hold your horses just a little bit. Yes, Deshaun Watson showed up so that he doesn't get fined mandatory $50,000 a day for not being there. But if he decides not to participate in team activities, there could also be fines because he's in his second contract, not under his rookie deal. So it's a tangled web. I understand that the Texans are towing a hard line here, and if I'm the Texans, I do too. Also, you wonder what the market is, considering that the NFL still has to weigh in about Deshaun Watson, if there might be some type of suspension because of the lawsuits that he faces for assault. So we'll see how this plays out, but for now, Watson is in camp, though it's not clear how much he'll actually be playing or participating in their activities. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That's Jonathan Jones on CBS Sports HQ. There is absolutely no chance that Patrick Mahomes would ever hold out right. I just can't see that with him now. He doesn't need to. He's got a contract. He doesn't want to be traded. They've gone to back-to-back Super Bowls. However, this Mahomes' character, he loves football, and I like watching him because of his passion for football. So here he is, really excited about getting back on the field because he has been medically cleared to participate in everything.
I think there'll be no restrictions. I've been training, running, throwing, doing everything that I usually do. And I think that was what was so good about going to OTAs and doing those things is I tested it there. I realized I was good, and then when I got back with Bobby and started training in the offseason with him, I was able to do what I normally would do.
The toe injury, and he had the surgery, and maybe it limited him a little bit, but I think it's pretty clear in the Super Bowl it came down to the offensive line and the pressure the Buccaneers were able to put on Mahomes because that O-line was so porous in front of him. It was a major piece of the offseason puzzle for the Kansas City Chiefs in their front office to try to beef up that O-line. They did spend some money. They also made some moves. But it doesn't erase the pain and the frustration of how last year's Super Bowl against the Bucks unfolded.
I think it stuck with me for a couple weeks. But other than that, I mean, I just kind of started back rolling, trying to get myself back to be in this position now where I can go into training camp fully healthy and having the mindset of we're going to have to push to be even better this year.
I'm excited. I know maybe I'm alone on my island. There's a lot of other stuff. That's the technical term for it. A lot of other stuff in sports going on. But just to hear these guys talk about camp and to know that daily now there will be camp updates, always hope that there will not be major injury updates, but to get Patrick Mahomes back on the field, to see Dak Prescott participating in training camp after his devastating leg injury in week 5, that's also huge. And as you can imagine, as much as the fans are thrilled to see Dak on the field again, some of them, I guess, maybe it's still a mixed bag of reaction about his contract, but as much as fans and certainly Mike McCarthy, the other Cowboys players are welcoming him back with open arms, it's nothing like the euphoria he feels to get back on the field.
I've never had to watch as much football in my life without being a part of it. So, yeah, you don't take the small things for granted. You don't take the walkthroughs. You don't take the meetings. You don't take hanging out at lunch or dinner with the guys for granted because at any moment, obviously, it can be taken away from you. That's about getting better. Obviously, I want to be better than I was before the ankle injury. So to me, it's about getting to that point and then getting past that and making sure that this team gets better, more importantly.
Isn't that what we just heard from Joe Theismann about perspective and about how it changes everything? You never take it for granted once it has been snatched away from you. And I hear that from a lot of athletes who go through devastating injuries, whether they get back on the field, the court, the ice, or they don't. The idea that you recognize, A, your own sports mortality. This isn't going to last forever. But B, I am blessed to be able to do what I do. And it's pretty sucky when I can't do what it is that I love. So welcome back to Dak Prescott. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know if we should bill this as QB news, but because Gardner Minshew is in fact a quarterback, I suppose we will shoehorn it in. He did a guest appearance on Chris Long's podcast, and he was asked about the, I don't know if we should call it a competition, but he was asked about the quarterback competition with the overall number one draft pick, Trevor Lawrence.
And in preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a shit in weeks. Number two is an option for me. Number two is not an option. I'll tell you that. I feel like anybody that comes in and thinks that's an option, that's what they're going to get. Ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Ew.
So,
that's a bar right there.
So
you don't want no stool softener for you then?
Ew. Sir. I'm holding it.
Damn, dude, that is a bar.
That's
a
bar. But yeah, man, that's what, like, I know the work I put in. I trust that. I'm as ready as I can be. So, I mean, it doesn't matter outside of that. You know, I'm fired up because I like how I play right now.
Ew. I know it was a podcast, so not something he said at a press conference, but man, TMI, Gardner Minshew. I thought seeing you in your cutoff denim shorts was enough. This is, I don't need to know that you haven't taken a poo in 2 weeks because number two is not an option. Oh, I get it. No, gross. Ew. What is it about boys or men or boys? It's all the same gender. You all love to talk about poo. I will say this. When I'm with my family, we have some of those conversations, but I would never talk about my bowel movements on.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
The radio show. I don't even think it's necessary to talk about picking up dog poo in polite conversation.
That was just nasty.
Yes, definitely nasty, Gardner Minshew. But I like his attitude. maybe he's the only one on the entire planet who doesn't believe that this is Trevor Lawrence's job already. Before he ever takes a snap in training camp or preseason, this is Trevor's job. That's why Urban Meyer has the gig as the head coach for the Jaguars. That's why Trevor Lawrence was drafted. People believe he is NFL ready. But you never know what could happen. We were just talking about injuries. They are unfortunate. They do plague every training camp in some form or another. My issue, though, is if Gardner Minshew plans to be a mobile quarterback, he might want to go poo at some point. That could hinder his progress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.